Hi, Ruth. Thanks for calling.
As quick as I can. I was able to sleep like a log until about 2000. After that, I could not sleep for it would be like 3 days before I was such a zombie that I could get sleep.
Yeah.
So I got put on Ambien, and I hate pharmaceuticals, but every, you know, remedy I've tried hasn't worked. And finally, recently, I got put on glycine, 3,000 milligrams.
Okay.
That was in addition to my Ambien. So I took that for quite a while, and it didn't seem to me it was making an impact. So I decided I'd quit taking it, and as soon as I did that, then even the Ambien wouldn't even let me get to sleep. So I said, okay, I guess I have to go back on it. So I did, and then I ran out of it, and I went out and I got a different brand. Then what happened was one night I was looking at my bottle and I went, oh, these are 1,000 milligram capsules. And I'd been taking one of the old ones. They were 500s, I realized, and I'd been taking six of them. So I was still taking six of them. And I thought, geez, I better go back to 3,000. So I did that. Then I'm back to not sleeping again. So my question is, since at the 6,000 level, I actually was able to get a whole night's sleep between the Ambien and the glycine, which hopefully I want to eventually dump the Ambien if I can find any way to do it. Is that a toxic level or a bad level?
Well, actually, ma'am, you're okay with that. I recall an article I read, must be a decade ago, about glycine, and the authors were making a very strong argument that it should be considered an essential amino acid, even though it isn't on the official list. And the reason they said that is they said that our bodies can use up to 10 grams a day. Really, they said that, ma'am. And they pointed out that that's not found in our diets, and that's why it should be considered an essential amino element. So anyway, I don't think you're going to do yourself any harm, at least according to those researchers, and by the way, other glycine researchers, even if you do use that much. However, can you tell me something, please? You said this all started back in roughly the year 2000. Was that around the time of menopause, ma'am?
Probably roughly, yes.
Okay. Well, the first thing that should have been tried in any woman who's having sleeping trouble starting around the time of menopause, it can be before menopause actually happens, it can be after menopause happens, but around that time, is progesterone. No kidding. And that's pretty much routine in many natural medicine practices, that if a woman's having sleep troubles and it's perimenopausal, it's time for some progesterone. But here's the one time when we don't ask women to rub it in. Now, rubbing it in gets, and particularly on mucous membranes, gets it absorbed the best, and it gets it to every cell in the body. And that's what we want to do. So, yes, we do have women rub in progesterone as part of treatment with bioidentical hormone replacement. But here's what some other research scientists discovered. They discovered that when progesterone is swallowed and it goes to the liver, then the liver immediately transforms a whole bunch of it, because it can't deal with all that, into other molecules. And those other molecules called pregnenes are kind of like tranquilizers. And so many women report that if they take a progesterone capsule, this one time when we put these hormones in capsules, that is the bioidenticals, at bedtime, oh my goodness, they're sleeping just fine now. Did you ever try that, ma'am?
No, I never heard of it.
Well, that's very sad, because it's quite obvious that at perimenopause the hormones are shifting, and that might have something to do with sleeplessness. So I would head straight for a natural medicine doctor, ma'am. Washington State licenses NDs, so there's NDs in very many places. And you could come to Tahoma Clinic, but we're not the only ones who know how to prescribe progesterone for sleeping. So that's something you want to look into. Please, please, please.
Is that something that I can get from Tahoma Clinic dispensaries?
Unfortunately, progesterone in capsules over the counter is not available, quote, legally, unquote, FDA regulations and all that good stuff. One has to have a prescription. Now, I realize that in our free country, we should be able to get many more things that don't hurt us any, but it's not quite as free a country as we think it is, at least with regard to health care, and you'll have to get a prescription according to all the rules and regulations. I'm sorry.
Okay, but the natural medicine doctors can write prescriptions?
Oh, absolutely. Naturopaths can write prescriptions for progesterone. Medical doctors could have written you prescriptions for progesterone back in the year 2000. But that's the way it goes, ma'am. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Well, yeah, I just, because not getting enough sleep is really bad for your health. And so I've tried everything I can think of. And, you know, and nobody knows the cause. I've been through the Virginia Mason Sleep Clinic and on and on and on and, you know.
Well, I'm very surprised that nobody there suggested progesterone to you, ma'am, but I'm not going to guarantee you that it would work. But if it's not been tried, and if it came on in the perimenopausal years, that's the first thing to do as a next step and see if it works. Now, just for information, usually it's a 200 milligram capsule. Some women need to take two of those to get it to work, but most get by on one just fine.
So usually two milligrams.
200, ma'am, 200.
Oh, 200 milligrams. Okay, well, I, next week then, am going to beat feet to see about getting that done, because I would just be so wonderful to be able to sleep and then maybe even dump the Ambien, because I do not like pharmaceuticals.
Well, ma'am, I can't guarantee it will work for you, but I can't list for you the number of ladies perimenopausal who have gotten their sleep back with progesterone capsules prescribed through Tahoma Clinic doctors. I do know about those ones. And there's just bunches and bunches, ma'am. So you've got good odds here.
All right. Thank you. Bless you. Have a wonderful day.
Well, you too, and thank you for calling.